Okay, interview with the Dock midfielder, Dylan Connolly. Dylan, you must be delighted.
Yeah, obviously delighted with the 2-1 victory on the night and to progress to the next round. So I'm buzzing with that.
It was, the start of the game, I suppose, was a bit difficult. As expected, they threw everything at you. But you dealt with whatever you had to deal with, and then the goals, when they came. The first goal, the cross by Sean Gannon and Pat Hogan was there to head home. It was a super goal. Then the second goal, Jamie McGrath popped it over to Duffy and Michael Duffy. And what a goal that was.
Yeah, we scored two outstanding goals, to be fair to the lads. And I thought it was a difficult first half. Obviously, they were 1-0 down from the first leg, so they had to come out and attack us, and they did. And they're a good team, and we found it difficult at times, but we got the two goals, and obviously we were disappointed to concede the one before half time. But so it was good. Two good goals we got.
You were doing very well in the first half, getting down the wing, I suppose. But they were well aware of you after you getting your goal last week, so they were trying to close you down all the time.
Yeah, I think
is that frustrating?
It's frustrating, but you have to get along with them things. It's European football. You have to adapt, and obviously this a learning curve for me tonight. Obviously I didn't have my bestest games. I was quiet in spells and done a few good things, but it's a learning curve for me. But obviously you're coming up against good sides every game when you're playing Europe, so you've got to adapt. And this will obviously hopefully. I'll adapt next week and I'm playing Larnaca.
So. What was coming through the team's thought when they got the goal back?
Oh no, we were 2 goals ahead, I think, but we know if we keep playing the way we can, we should see out the game, probably score 1 or 2 more, and thankfully we did see out the game, and so we're buzzing.
It's fantastic. You're into the second round now of the Europa League, and as a result of that, the club earned another €270,000. So it's nice money for the club, they already got €270,000-280,000 for qualifying. So as the money mounts up, it can be a big, big help for the club in general.
Yeah, it can be, but I'm now accounting, I can't count. But but as a player, we don't think of it that way. As a player's point of view, we just want to experience these European nights and get through as many rounds as we can. We just want to experience these nights. So, yeah.
This night week, Larnaca here.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about them? Because I don't know anything about them.
We know they're going to be a good side. They've a lot of experience through the team. I think they beat Cork. They knocked Cork out last year. So, it'll be another tough game. So, we'll be looking forward to it. We'll do our homework and we'll address them. And, we'll be ready to go again.
Anyway, look, you can have. I don't know if you're on a day off tomorrow or you're getting any time off at all, but these games are coming thick and fast in the league as well. But so look, isn't it a great position to be in?
Yeah, that's it. No, that's what we play the game for. Just play loads and loads of games. So,
And you keep winning. I think 15th win in a row tonight.
Yeah, that's it. Just the momentum carries you on. Each win. So you just think about each game as they come. So. Yeah,
it's fair play, Dylan. Listen, thanks very, very much. Thank you.